Okay, this is Friday, September 1st, 2017, and we are at Raven Landing in Building 1 at the apartment of Gary and Chelsea Walker. And I want to thank both of you for doing this interview for us to be a part of the Raven Landing Residence Story project that we're slowly working on. First, we'll start with Gary. Gary and Chelsea are both here, and we'll start with a little biographical information, Gary, and tell us where you were born, when you were born.
All right, I was born in Fort Worth, Texas, January 19, 1947. I grew up in Fort Worth, went to school in Fort Worth, went to the University, Texas Christian University there in Fort Worth, and then graduated in 69 from the university, and then went to the University of Washington for graduate work, and was drafted out of the University of Washington in 70. Spent 2 years in the Army, and then went back to the University of Washington in Seattle.
Oh, very good. So tell us about your childhood growing up.
Well, I'm an only child. I grew up in an old inner city neighborhood, so there weren't very many kids left there. So didn't have a lot of friends. Went to the oldest elementary school in Fort Worth, and then went to the oldest junior high in Fort Worth, and then went on to the prep school that was prep school high school in Fort Worth. Discovered the public library when I was in the fifth grade and never looked back.
You've been reading ever since.
Yes.
Are there any stories about your parents that you'd like to have recorded?
Well, my dad was a welder, all of his life. He actually managed to find a union job in Fort Worth. And so we always had benefits, and he had actually had a retirement when he retired at 65. Of course, he had health issues, and so he died when he was 66. My mom was always a housewife, at least all the years of her married life.
Well, that's good. Can you tell us what brought you to Alaska? I know the answer to this one.
All right. So I was going to graduate school at UW for geography. And after about the first year at the University of Washington, I realized I picked the wrong graduate school. But since I had the GI Bill when I came out of the Army, I went back to the University of Washington. Spent another year and a half there and got an part-time job while I was going to school at a hotel in Seattle and met a friend there, Russ Edwards. I was working the night audit, and he had previously worked night audit. Now he was front desk manager. And he and his wife moved to Alyeska in Girdwood to take a job in a hotel. And about 6 months after he moved to Alaska, I got a call from him asking me if I wanted to come to Alaska. So I moved to Alaska to be the night auditor at Girdwood. And after I'd been there about 6 months, he and his wife moved to Fairbanks for a job in a hotel there. And about 6 months later, I got a call from him asking me if I wanted to come to Fairbanks for a job in a hotel there. So I moved to Fairbanks to be in the night auditor at the Chena View Hotel, which is now the Bridgewater.
I think you've answered the next question about what led to your career. So you worked in the hotel business for a while.
Okay. Right. And then after about 3 years at the Chena View, for various reasons, I moved on to the Fairbanks Inn and worked for them for a while. I worked down at Skagway at the Westers Hotel down there. And then after some problems with the ethics of the general manager there, I came back to Fairbanks. And by this time, Russell was working at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And I got a call from Russ saying, we have a job opening in my department. So I applied and I went to work at the University of Alaska in conferences and institutes and stayed there for 20 years.
And you retired from there, right?
Retired from there, yes.
And you stayed there for all of...
Oh, well, after I retired from the university, I was only like 52 because they were having a reduction in force there at the university and they gave me my pension early. And I was on the trust funds for the hotel workers unions here in Fairbanks. And I was at a meeting and one of the trustees said, would you be interested in a job in the union? And since I'd been a member for 15 or 20 years and served in various offices in the union, I said, sure. And so I started working part-time as the office manager for the hotel workers here in Fairbanks in 2001. So I retired from the university in May of 2000 and went to work for the hotel workers in 2001 and retired from there in 2016, I think.
That's fairly recent. Recent retirement. Well, Gary, are you married?
I am married. Married Chelsea in 1993.
How did you meet?
Well, we met at the Gina View Hotel. Chelsea was the food and beverage manager and the front desk manager over the course of our knowing each other. And as it turns out, in 78, we both found ourselves without any place to live. So we went in together and rented the basement of a house. And from there, we found a house that we could afford, and we moved there and lived there for 31 years before we moved to Raven Landing.
Okay, so how did you come to be at Raven Landing?
Well, we always knew that we were going to live in a retirement community, and we knew that because Chelsea's mom had moved into one in Seattle, Crispwood, in her late 60s, and she'd been there, she was there until last year when she died at 104. She went from the independent living section to the assisted living section to the nursing home. And we had all those years of seeing what a great places are, how they helped her keep active and healthy and involved and mentally alert. And so with Chelsea's health problems, we knew that that was the sort of place we wanted to go in case something ever happened to me that put Chelsea on her own by herself. And so as soon as we heard that there was planning for a retirement community here in Fairbanks, we started going to the meetings and we got on the committees. We helped to write the pet policies because we had two dogs at the time, and we helped write the policies for the community. And so whenever the first building was getting close to was under construction, we put in our bid for our apartment and we moved in November of 2010 in the first wave of move-ins.
Very good. And I know what your experience has been like here, but tell me what your experience has been like here.
Well, we chose the apartment we were going to have because we wanted one that was on the ground floor near the front door because we had dogs that not have to be walking. And it turned out that being on the ground floor near the front door meant that when the emergency system in the building went active, if there were any doorbells at late at night, we'd be the one who'd answer them because you were closest to the door. And then we were asked to be the ones to be on alert for the various emergency calls and pendant calls that came in when the regular staff was off duty and weeknights and on weekends. And so now there are 4 buildings and a community center, and with some help from the Storviks who live in building 2 and some other people around the campus, we've been doing this for 7 years now.
It's hard in the middle of the night, but it does occur.
Yep, and we've been on various committees. I still serve on a couple of committees, library and grounds and gardens.
Yeah, tell us about your grounds and gardens. You have a beautiful yard.
Well, I always liked to garden, but mostly it was vegetables at our other house, although I was planting perennials because I don't like the cost of having to buy new annuals every year. But when we came over here, for some reason, the architect actually gave Building 1 2 flower beds, and we're the only building that does have flower beds. So, since I was the youngest person in the building and the one that seemed to have, only one that seemed to have interest in gardening, I took over the 2 front flower beds, and I've been working on them for the last 7 years, planting perennials, because I don't want to spend money on annuals every year.
Good, very good. Another question that I didn't ask before, and I should have, was, can you tell us about your fondest memories of your life have been?
Well, I saw that question, and I think the best year, the most enjoyable years were the years from like 13 to 18. Because like I said, I grew up in a neighborhood that there weren't many kids and didn't have any close friends growing up. But when I hit 7th grade, I found my best friend, and we went through junior high, and we went through high school, and we went through college together. And so that was probably the best time.
That was your best age and your fondest memories.
Yep.
Okay, is there anything else that you would like to add to this that we haven't covered or that you forgot about?
Only rumors and conjectures. So no, you don't want rumors and conjectures.
Okay, well, we thank you very much for doing this for us, Gary.